And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, you know, many people write to me here at Power of Prophecy, and they sort of like to know the future. And, I've done a pretty good job at predictions, not prophecies now. Prophecy is what God gives you, but you can, some people are very good at analyzing the world scene and coming up with just simple human predictions. I've got one for you. A lot of people say to me, Tex, who is going to be the president of the United States next time? 2016. Can you see ahead in your crystal ball about 3.5 years or so from now and tell us who's going to be the president of the United States? Sure I can. I'm delighted to do that. Now, many of you say, well, I already know that. It's going to be Hillary Rodham Clinton. She'll probably run again. And evidently, she and Barack Obama had a plan where he would be president for 8 years, and then she would be Secretary of State, and then she would leave during his second administration, and that would give her plenty of time to plot and plan and strategize and rob and steal and kill and whatever she has to do to end up as president of the United States. That all sounds feasible, but I have another man for you. A man more qualified, let me clear my throat on that one, than Hillary Clinton is as a woman. The man who I believe could well be, will easily win office as the president of the United States in 2016 is, now get ready, let's have a band, you know, a drum roll or whatever. His name is, what? Once again, Barack Obama? That's right, folks. Will Barack Obama win a third term as president of the United States of America? That's what we're going to be talking about today. Will he win a third term as president of the United States? You know, I was listening to Fox News this week, and they've been ratting on Barack Obama and just bashing him. And I was just listening to him there and evaluating, and there was Bill O'Reilly on the Bill O'Reilly Factor, and he had Charles Krauthammer on. And Charles Krauthammer, and he also had on Karl Rove, the former advisor to George W. Bush, and all of them were saying, well, this is just does in Barack Obama. This Affordable Care Act, this so-called Obamacare, that does it. He is so unpopular. The polls show him dropping like crazy, like a rock. He lied to us. You know, I stayed on for the Sean Hannity show that follows in the Kelly file, Megyn Kelly. I like Fox News. I know that they're Republicans, and I know that they're all wet, you know, but they're entertaining, at least. Well, they assured all of us that Barack Obama is finished. He's a lame duck president. I mean, he won't be able to get anything accomplished. I mean, even the Democrats are all abandoning ship like little rats. You know, they're all jumping over the side. I mean, Barack Obama, he doesn't have a friend in the world. I mean, everything. I mean, these 5 million people that lost their policies, their insurance policies on Medicare, they've all been informed, you know, we don't want you anymore. Be gone, but we'll take you back if you'll pay us double, triple, quadruple one for insurance. We'll take you back. Now, 5 million have already lost their policies. Some say 6-7 million. Under the Obamacare Act. And over the next year or so, some 90 million are likely to lose it when all the companies start reporting and such. And Obama's already had to sort of, you know, he's so incompetent and this website is a total disaster. It's still not fixed yet. The healthcare.gov. I mean, you know, come on, folks. They've spent over, get this, now write this down, I'm not making it up, now they have spent over $1 billion for this website. Why didn't they just go to Amazon.com and contract with them to do it? Or Google.com? Well, it was because it was Michelle Obama's college friend. That's right. Her college friend won the contract. No bids were put out, but her college friend won the contract. Turns out the company that built this website is a Canadian company. Boy. Canadian company got the contract to build healthcare.gov, and it's a total failure. Well, so we're assured that it's, over time, it's going to collapse. It will not pay for itself. I mean, people are finding out that their premiums are doubling, tripling. People cannot afford that. You and I can't afford that. They're saying, I was paying $400 a month for my family for insurance, for medical insurance. Now I'm going to have to pay $1,200 a month. It's just ridiculous. And they know next year, and the year after that, it's going to be even higher. Once they got you under their grasp. But most people can't even get the insurance because the website won't work. So they're all out there scratching their heads and trying to figure out what to do. And my doctor friends are telling me they're fixed. I have one doctor friend, he's looking for places overseas. I'm thinking of going and setting up a practice in Belize or Panama. Well, boy. He says medical work is just, I mean, a mess in the United States. Well, is it going to collapse? What happens if medical care collapses? One thing we do know, that millions are going to sign up for free medical care. They're going to get what they call discounts. All the homeless, for example, are going to get Obamacare cards. Think about it. Homeless people. They beg on the streets, right? Ask you for money. But now they're getting food stamps. That's right. Homeless get food stamps. They get, homeless now get phones. Obama phones. You see them all the time, homeless. Just a minute. Sir, can you give me a $10 bill? You can't? Okay. Well, Susie, you know, they're talking on their their cell phones. Homeless. Meanwhile, now they're going to get free Obamacare. They go to any doctor they want to, any hospital. They're living like kings. They say that 43 million Americans may be put on welfare, Medicaid. They're signing up every day. Now, nobody's buying insurance. Not very many people are buying this expensive insurance. Now, what Obama and the Democrats, here's what they decided to do. And this was the plan all along, and your Republicans in office knew it. And they let us all be shafted. They did. I told you about this. I told you they were all going to shaft you. Here's what they've done. They're giving some 43 million people who did not have medical care, mainly because they couldn't afford it, the homeless, all the blacks, all the illegal aliens, they're all going to get free Obamacare. I mean, Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, you know, Los Angeles, all of these blacks and Hispanics, they're all going to get free medical care. Who pays for it? Well, they're going to jack your medical insurance up so that you pay for it. That was their plan. The millions of Americans who work hard, who do everything right. Some of them are working 60, 70 hours a week. They're going to have double, triple premiums. And they take the money that they get from these insurance companies, give it to the government, and the government pays it for these other people. The slackers. The super poor. Now, I'm not saying that some of them don't need it. I'm just telling you that everybody in America will have free medical care, not insurance. And if you work, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for your medical care plus 43 million people more. Every homeless person, he can be a drunk, She can be a prostitute in Brooklyn, New York, or Detroit, or Cleveland. And she's going to go down, you know, when she's got a cold or some problem, a cold or a flu, or her leg is hurting or her back is hurting, and get free care. I was going down the road the other day. You know, I'm a retired military guy, and I have sort of a medical insurance plan, but there's a lot of things they don't pay for. For example, I don't get dental care. I have to spend every cent, you know, for dental care. If I get a tooth pulled or whatever, I have to pay for that. Even though I, you know, spent a full career in the military and they give me medical care, the things, for example, hearing aids, they don't pay for that either. And I passed down a street and there was a big dentist office. And I've been to that dentist office, that particular guy, got my teeth worked on, ended up paying, about $3,000 to get a bridge and some other things, you know, that were wrong with my teeth. And I noticed they had a big old banner across it. It said, Medicaid. Bring your families in and get free dental care under the Medicaid program. I looked at that, and underneath it was the same words in Spanish. It was telling people, come in, we'll give you, for your whole family, we'll give you free dental care. That's Medicaid. And I thought, well, how about me? I spent over 20 years in the U.S. Air Force, gone all around the world, risking my life. Now all these illegal aliens bring their whole families. They come across the border, and they're immediately eligible for Medicaid, and they get free dental care for their whole family. I have to pay for my dental care. I'm an American citizen. I'm a military, not only a veteran, I'm a retiree. I was just reading, they found out that, what was it, some 56, I forget how many, wives, husbands, families of diplomats from Russia, from the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C., have got millions of dollars from Medicaid for their families. Huh? Well, that's unheard of. That's right. Russians, not even American citizens, who are sent here from Russia by Putin to work at their embassy, go down and apply for Medicaid. And they and their families get free medical care. It said that these employees, I mean, they get paid big salaries. They eat caviar. The wives go out and buy fancy clothes. They're running around in big cars, Mercedes, Lexus, and so forth. But they go get Medicaid. And they've ripped off $50 or $60 million from you and me through Medicaid. It said that they're not even qualified for it. They don't qualify for Medicaid, but they're getting it. How do you get it? You just go down and apply. Now, don't do that if you're an American citizen, a white person particularly. You won't get it. It's only for those other people. Now, they say Obama's going to fall. You can't pay for all this. Well, of course you can. They say the first year of Obamacare is already paid for. So all these millions signing up for Medicaid around the United States, they're all going to get free medical care for a year. And it's been paid for by our Congress. Well, not our Congress. They don't pay diddly. They don't pay anything. They're going to bill you and me on our taxes. Your taxes are going to go up, and you're going to pay for these millions of people that are getting Medicaid. Who else is going to pay for it? Do you think these people are going to sign up for these medical insurance plans with Humana and Aetna and all the others? Are they going to pay double, triple, quadruple? So that tens of millions of illegal aliens and blacks and Hispanics and Russian embassy employees and Chinese embassy employees can all get free medical care in America? No, they're not going to do that. They're going to go without insurance. You're going to see millions of Americans, good people, working people, hardworking people, who don't even have insurance. They cannot afford it. And they're going to be driving down the street and they're going to see millions of blacks and Hispanics and these illegal aliens and all these others going to see the doctors, all with Obama cards. And it's already paid for the first year. Now, the second year, what's going to happen? They say, oh, that's when it all collapses. Boy, next year there's going to be some 50 million more people going to lose their policies. And they're not going to get into this Obamacare program. They're not going to pay all these state exchanges and everything. They're going to go without, and the government's not going to have enough money then from all the taxpayers on the insurance policies to pay for all the 43 million people who they're giving free Medicaid to. Listen to me, dear folks. Let me give you some instruction about the United States of America. When Obama next year goes to Congress with his bill and says to House Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who've been working clandestinely with the White House since 2010 on Obamacare, when he says to them, well, we have 40 some odd million people on Medicaid getting everything free, we need money to pay for them. Who do you think's going to pay for it? They're going to put it in your tax plans. They're going to jack up your tax plans. Think about that, folks. You're going to pay for it. They're not going to cut these people off Medicaid after they start giving it to them. 43 million people are going to sign up for Obamacare. All the rest of the people are all going to lose their insurance policies, and a small part of them, a few million, will pony up for it. It doesn't work out mathematically unless the Congress agree to pay for it. The Congress will agree to pay for it. This is a program that will go on and on and on. It has been decided by the poobahs in Washington, D.C. Republican, yes. Boehner, absolutely. Cantor, of course. McConnell over in the Senate, yeah, he's going to go for it in a minute. Dirty Harry, Harry Reid, Senator, Senate Majority Leader, he loves it. Senator Schumer from New York, he's in favor of it. Republicans and Democrats alike love Obamacare. They voted on it. They approved it. They shut down the government for a couple of weeks to make us think that they were going to do something. They didn't. They turned around and gave Obama every cent that he wanted for the first year. And the second year, they're going to do it again. Now, listen to me. They've been working on this website since 2010, healthcare.gov. The day it came out and it flopped and it crashed in October, they had spent $650 million on it. Now they've spent over $1 billion. How did they get that $1 billion? Where did that come from? Oh, since 2010, the House of Representatives, run by the Republicans, has been approving it? You got it, folks. You've been taken. I've been taken. We've all been taken for a big ride. I mean, come on. This is their plan. They're telling us Obama's going to flop. No, no, no. He's going to be the greatest success in history. Next year, they're going to find out that it will not pay for itself. Remember Obama said, Obamacare is going to pay for itself. And everyone, every American family will see a savings of $2,500 a year. Are you going to get $2,500 a year from your medical insurance plan back? No, you're going to pay more $2,500 or more than that even. It's going to be so high you can't even pay for it. But if you don't pay for it, or if your small business or big business don't pay for it, then guess what? They're going to get penalized by the IRS. And the government's going to take in millions of dollars of taxes, so-called, fines, penalties by employers who can't pay it. So Boehner and all of them say, whoa, I'm against this. I voted to repeal this 40 times. How much do you need, Barack? How much money do you need? Okay, here it is. We'll pay you. We'll cough up. They're going to pay it out. They're going to pay for it. And let me tell you something, my friends. Obama is going to look like a hero. They told me it wouldn't work. It works, he says. And you are going to get out your pocketbook or your bank account or your purse and pony up $20, $100, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. You're going to pay for those $43 million on Medicaid. And they're going to close down Medicare eventually. Every year, they're going to close it down a little bit more. They're going to put all the money in Medicaid. If you've been paying into Medicare all your life, through your employer, through your work, guess what? They're going to take all your money now and put it over into Medicaid. You work 40, 60 years, you think you deserve Medicare? Guess what? You're going to get Medicaid. Just like the Mexican family that can't even speak English, or the family from Pakistan, or from India or China. They're over here illegally, most of them, but they're going to get free medical care, just like the Russian embassy did. Now, let's talk about Obama. Obamacare is not going to bring him down. It's going to build him up. They've got to keep Obamacare doing. They will do it. Now, why are the Republicans going along with all these plans? Why are we being ripped off? They're telling us, oh, this is terrible. We oppose all that. They don't oppose it. They're in favor of it. They have given all the money for it. And they're going to keep giving our billions, billions of dollars for it. Now, Obama, let's just look at this, okay? First of all, there's a constitution that we have. And one of the amendments says you can't run for president more than twice. Well, Roosevelt ran four times, and he won every time. But they put in an amendment at that time that said he's the last president. Actually, Truman was the last that could have done it. During the Harry Truman presidency, a constitutional amendment was passed that said no more than two terms as president. That's why we only have two terms. That's why Obama is in supposedly his last term. But there have been, now listen to me, folks, there have been suggestions in Washington, D.C. There was a column in the New York Times placed there just last week that suggested that really a president just gets going in 8 years. He needs much more time. He's not even really learned the rudiments of government. If you gave him 12 or 16 years, it would be better. That's what Mr. Zimmerman at the New York Times said. Now, Senator Menendez of New Jersey, who recently was accused of having sex with an underage girl over in, where was it, Puerto Rico or somewhere. Senator Menendez agreed. And you know, back when Clinton was on his second term, Senator Menendez, the current Senator Menendez, introduced legislation to change the Constitution to give Bill Clinton a third term in office. But it was decided, of course, that Bush would win, and that was the end of that. But it won't take but, what, 30 minutes? For Senator Menendez, a Democrat, who's all for Obama, to say, well, we need this experienced man. We're just getting Medicaid and Obamacare really going strong now. And 43 million people, they're so thankful to Obama. He's their savior. They're all getting free phones, food stamps, student loans. House stipends on Section 8 housing. He's their savior. Billions of dollars is going out. How could we possibly let this genius of a president leave office? We've got to change the Constitution. I tell you, folks, It can sweep through two-thirds of the legislatures overnight almost. If the American people, our legislators, it doesn't go through you and me. We don't vote on it. How do you get an amendment? It has to go through two-thirds of the legislatures. Do you trust your local congressman or senator in your state? Yeah, right. They're Republicans and Democrats? Oh, yeah. Don't think for a moment they won't give us a third term for Barack Obama. Now, you say, but he's so unpopular. No one likes the man. Really? Let's just look at this guy named Barack Obama. Folks, in 2008, he won office for the first term. 2 million votes more than John McCain. 2 million. Then in 2012, he ran against Romney, the GOP candidate. This time, Obama got 5 million votes more than Romney. So now I want you to think about this, folks. 2 million votes over McCain in 2008. In 2012, he was very unpopular. Everybody said Obama cannot possibly win, but he did, by 5 million votes over Romney. Now let's fast forward up to 2016. If Obama wins or runs again in 2016, if they change the Constitution, we'll talk more about that in a minute. What would cause them to quickly change the Constitution? He won by 2 million votes. Then he won by 5 million votes. I predict he could win by 10 million votes easily. 10 million votes in 2016. How can he do that? All my mail says I hate Obama. He's ruining America. He's a socialist. He's a Marxist. He's for redistribution of wealth. He's for a welfare state. He's going to ruin America. Yes, but he's president. He won bigger the second time than he did the first time. And the third time he would win even more. How can he do that? Since everybody seems to dislike him. Now listen, Fritz, who are you speaking with? Who are you talking with? That's right. You're talking with people just like me and you. We all agree. We're all white people from red states. We're all conservatives. We're all patriots. And we think he's a heel. We know he's no good for America. But there is another America out there. Oh, there is another America out there, and they love this man. They love this man. They believe in this man. He says, yes, we can. They said, oh, yes. He's their Messiah. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, and he just started his presidency. And he's given them so much. He said, I'm gonna give you immigration plan. He did it. I'm going to give you welfare. He did it. I'm going to give you free health care. He done it. They speak in a different language than you and I do, these people. Who are these people? Who are the people that are voting for Obama? Why were we so surprised when he won over McCain and Romney? And he'll win again in the third term. He'll win bigger than ever. And there will never, ever be another conservative ever as president of the United States. Never, never, never. My prediction. Get ready for it, folks. President Barack Obama, third term president, wildly popular, millions of votes he'll get. I predict it, and I'm going to tell you exactly why when we return, right here on Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. Tex Martins again. You know, my video, Rothschild's Choice, rocketed up to become a number one bestseller on Amazon.com. And I understand why. It's still the only video that explains and tells you exactly who Obama is, where he came from, and where he's taking America, unfortunately. It tells you that Obama was placed in office by rich, powerful Jews in Chicago, no less. These were the mafia people. These are the same people who killed John F. Kennedy, and now they're promoting Barack Obama for president. They know who he is. They sponsored him from the beginning. I tell you who his backers are, what their roles are. I talk to you about Frank Marshall, the communist, about the sexual improprieties of Barack Obama's single mother and his grandparents even, and the horrors that they perpetrated on young Barack Obama. All of this, things you'll never see anywhere in Rothschild's choice. I believe that Obama was chosen by the Rothschild dynasty. And they told their Jewish faithful, this is the man to be president of the United States. They haven't changed their mind. And he's given Israel and the Jews everything they wanted and more. And he's brought us a socialist America. We could never take America back ever again. It's a new America, a changed America. It's going to change greatly over the next several years. And I believe that he might even run for a third term as president. And that's why you need to get this video, Rothschild's Choice. Rothschild's Choice. The awful truth about Barack Obama. It's $25, but it's over 90 minutes in length. It's going to be something you've never seen before. Rothschild's Choice, the video. Now, we have it only available in DVD, but that's the format that everybody's using nowadays, DVD. So phone us, won't you, toll free and ask for the video, Rothschild's Choice, and we'll get it right on its way to you. Just $25, add $5 shipping and handling. A total of $30 for 90 minutes of power-packed information on Barack Obama. Our phone number is 1-800, it's toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Now, you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. You can order the video, Rothschild's Choice. That is powerofprophecy.com. Or you can write to us here at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas. Our zip code is 78733. The video's name again, Rothschild's Choice. I'm Tex Mars. Now let's return to my regular program, and we are answering the question today. Well, maybe not answering it entirely, but we're suggesting an answer. Will Barack Obama win a third term as president of the United States? Now, the Republicans say he's finished. They say, well, Obamacare is going to finish him off. Well, let's look at this. First of all, there are going to be millions of more people given free medical aid. Who do you think they're going to be appreciative to? If you're one of the tens of millions who didn't have medical insurance, and now you've got just as good a medical insurance as all those middle-class people. You might be homeless. You might be a drug dealer in the ghetto. You might be a prostitute on the streets of L.A., but now you've got that card. You got free medical care. You want birth control? You'll get it. You just got a case of venereal disease from a John? Well, you'll get that fixed up through Obamacare. I mean, that's, you're just as good as all those middle-class white people. Millions will appreciate what Obama's done. He said, yes, we can. He did it for him, didn't he? Why wouldn't they vote for him? He's got the whole gimme crowd, let's face it. He's won twice already. Who voted for him? The red states didn't vote for him. The conservatives didn't. The Tea Parties didn't. And he knows it. He doesn't need you. Barack Obama and the Democrats don't need you and me. When he's in the White House with his friends, he laughs about people like you and me. We're Christians. We're patriots. We believe in the Constitution. We love American history. He hates America. He hates you and me. I mean, he's a Trayvon Martin kind of guy. Come on. Besides the 43 million that are now going to get Medicaid and get it paid for, one way or another, the government's going to pay for it. Believe me. The Republicans will cave in and pay for it. They'll say, oh, no, we've got to repeal it. We've got to repeal it. And then the very next day, they'll say, how much money did you want us to sign the check for, Barack? How much money do you need now for another year, for a second year, for a third year? That's what they'll do. Now, by the way, he's got the National Security Agency. He's got the CIA. He's got the FBI. I'm talking about Barack Obama. He knows what those crummy congressmen do. He knows about them taking cocaine, smoking pot, meeting up with wild women, sexual improprieties. They know about all that stuff. They've got them all on wiretap. They know about their emails they've sent to, you know, Lily over in Baltimore or, you know, Lakeisha over in Detroit, the meetings they're going to have. How do you think, really, these generals are all getting fired, purged by Obama? He knows what everyone is doing. He sees their checks. Oh, you wrote a big check to some massage parlor for some escort service? Oh, they know about that. Oh, you wrote an email to some babe and tell her to meet you in, you know, some hotel room? They know about that. And they're following you, too. They've got drones. They've got GPS. They've got... He's got all of these people. He's blackmailing them. They've got to vote his way. Do you really think Boehner can vote the way Republicans want him to vote? That's why they call them rhinos nowadays. Republicans in name only. Now, in addition to all the millions that are now going to get Medicaid, who are going to be so ever thankful, there are all the millions that now have free phones. They don't pay for their phone service. You and I pay for their phone service. They talk about them. They say, I've got an Obama phone. That's what they call their phone. Have you ever been, I mean, you drive to, no, don't drive, unless you paint your face black. Drive to deep Detroit, deep Chicago, in the black areas. Everybody's got a phone. How do those black ghetto guys that don't even have a job, they're just walking the streets. But they, I mean, some of the pimps there have four or five Obama phones. They're so thankful to their big daddy, Barack, for getting them those phones, aren't they? They go vote for him. Now, then we come, we've got all these welfare, tens of millions of people being put on welfare. Did you know the Census Bureau came out with statistics recently that said that there are now more people getting welfare than there are working. There are more people getting welfare payments than there are people who work. That's according to the Census Bureau. That's incredible, folks. Who's paying them? They're getting all these welfare benefits. And there's more of them than there are people who work. Ah, yes, I think I know. I think you and I pay for them. Now, there's another huge group of people. They voted for Obama last time. You know, I was recently reading the paper online, and I read about these two congressional assistants down in Florida. They're assistants to a Democrat congressman in the U.S. Congress, and they were just convicted of voter fraud. Now, I was curious, what kind of voter fraud is it that they perpetrated? Well, it seems that they got a list of new people, new residents down there in Florida. I think it was Miami area. And almost all of them, they noted, were all illegal immigrants. Some of them were, you know, regular, you know, Hispanics. They took 4,000 names and addresses off the list. And guess what? Down in Florida there, you can vote by absentee ballot. But you gotta register first. You gotta register, then you can vote. So they made up a list of 4,000 people who had recently moved into their city. Almost all Hispanics. These two congressional aides. And they filled out, they didn't even know these people, didn't contact them. They filled out 4,000 registration forms. All they needed was the name of the individual, and they made up an age, and then they put his address down. And they sent in the registration forms. And the voting office, the county tax assessor, collector, whatever, that took care of the voting, got 4,000 registration forms all at once. Now, what these two guys intended to do was to keep these names handy, and they would wait till the election, you know, every 2 years. When the next election came up, if their Democratic congressman was in a real close race and looked like he might lose, why, they would vote for him with that 4,000. They would fill out absentee ballots and send in the 4,000 names as if they were voting. They had the power to cast 4,000 votes at once. Now you say, well, no, wait just a minute, Tex. You can't just get a registration form. You've got to bring your ID down. Oh, no. Oh, no. In most states now, I mean, our attorney general, or Barack Obama's attorney general, has been fighting this. They said those old Republicans, they want to make everybody use an ID card. Well, the poor people, they don't have ID cards, and they want to register to vote. So all the courts, all the Jews that run a court, they do. The Jews run American courts, Democrat Jews. And they're approving that. Arizona, Georgia, even Texas. You're so cruel, you require people to have an ID card to vote, to register to vote. Now, it doesn't matter. I mean, you need an ID card for everything, don't you? You can't cash a check. You can't get your driver's license. But they say, no, you shouldn't have to. You don't need an ID card to vote. And in many locales in Illinois and elsewhere, you just go down and say, my name is Jose Gomez, I want to vote. And they let you vote. And then you come, you know, go to the next voting district, you know, half a mile down the road, and you say, my name is Jose Gomez, I want to vote again. And they let you vote again. Well, you can vote 10 or 12 times in one day. Well, that brings up the old saying, you know, vote early, vote often. Right? Jose Gomez can vote 20 or 30 times if he's got the gasoline, and they often bring him around on buses. Offload all those Hispanics. They vote place after place after place. Down in Florida, they had 4,000. 4,000. And at any time, they could vote, you know, just throw in those absentee ballots, ready to go. They control 4,000. It's quite curious. By the way, they were convicted of this because a very clever person who worked down in that office said, wait just a minute. This is strange. It looks like the same signature, the same handwriting for all 4,000 forms. See, they were too dumb. They sent them all the same day. All these registration forms the same day. They all looked the same, but they just had different Hispanic names and, you know. So they knew that was a fake. And it must have been a Republican down at the voting office. I don't know. Now, Obama wants immigration reform. Now, I want you to think about this, folks. He wants immigration reform. Now, they keep saying there's 11 million illegal immigrants in America, and they want to give them all amnesty. The Senate has already approved the bill to give these 11 million illegal aliens amnesty. But the Senate bill calls for perpetual amnesty. There will never again have to be a vote on this in Congress because the bill will give from here for, I mean, up, you know, the next 500 years or whatever, anyone who comes to America will get amnesty automatically. The instant you cross the border illegally, you become a legal illegal immigrant. Of course, they don't call it illegal immigrant anymore. It's undocumented. Why, are you a racist? Are you a bigot? You're using words like illegals? Oh, okay. Now, I want you to think about that. There's 11 million. But Bear Stearns, one of the largest firms on Wall Street, did a study 7 years ago, and they told Lou Dobbs of CNN, now with Fox News, they found 25 to 35 million illegal immigrants in America. Think about that. 25 to 35 million illegal immigrants in America. That was years ago, Bear Stearns report. Folks, there's a lot more than 11 million. They've been keeping that on the drawing board all these years. A lot more than 11 million illegal immigrants. I predict at least 25 to 30 million. They'll come out of the woodwork, folks, when they find out they're all going to get amnesty. They're even going to be called citizens. There's going to be the pathway to citizenship. Now, thank goodness we have John Boehner as House Speaker. We have Eric Cantor as Republican Majority Leader in the House. They'll make sure that this immigration bill never sees the light of day, won't they? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. John Boehner says he wants it. He's going to get it approved. He met with the Chamber of Commerce. He met with all of Silicon Valley, San Jose, California, all of their, you know, their big shots, the Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. Excuse me. That's Facebook Corporation. That's, you know. He met with Eric Schmidt of Google. All these high-tech firms want to hire illegal aliens for their factories too. They want to pay them next to nothing. And they don't want to pay an American computer engineer $70,000, $80,000 when they can get a guy from Taiwan for $40,000, Indonesia for $40,000 or $50,000. Why should they pay an American $80,000 for the same job? They want all these cheap foreigners. And Boehner and all the Republicans say, okay, that's what we'll do for you. We're going to approve this immigration bill. Now, the problem is people like you and me, we complain. You know, George Bush tried to put this immigration bill through, and they say the phones almost melted on Capitol Hill. He couldn't get it through. Well, they say they've got a new way to do it now. John Boehner says, we've got to snooker. We've got to trick and deceive all of the Republicans and Tea Parties and everything out there. How do we trick them? We'll break this bill into pieces, little bitty pieces. And we'll approve 10 or 12 or even 20 bills if we have to. Each one will have a little component or a little part of the immigration bill in it from the Senate. We will not even approve the big Senate bill. We'll approve our own bills, and they'll all come together as one. Oh, isn't that neat? Aren't they geniuses? They're going to give us immigration a little bit at a time. Over the next year, there's going to be this bill and then that bill and then this bill and then that bill and then this bill. And many of them will not even be a real bill. They'll be put in as a amendment to some other bill. They'll vote on the military spending. Yes, we need more military spending. Of course, there is an amendment to this bill that has to do with immigration. What's immigration got to do with military spending? Well, nothing, except we want to get it through. And if you vote against it, then you're against military spending. Well, all the Republicans will have to vote for it because every one of them are for, I mean, they're all warmongers. They all want to, you know, bomb and kill everybody in the whole world. They're all going to vote for it. You're going to get immigration. It's going to be stuffed down your throat, folks. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I've been told by people who were there. Barack Obama has been meeting with Harry Reid and McConnell and Boehner and Cantor, the Republicans and Democrats have been meeting together to figure out how to get this immigration bill through the House so that you don't even know about it. You won't even know it's done. They're not going to tell you it's even approved. They're just going to quietly approve every little bitty part. That's how deceptive they are. That's how crooked they are. They're a bunch of dirty, rotten, conniving, cheating, lying crooks. House Republicans. Senate Republicans. And of course, we knew that about the Democrats. Now, what happens when all these millions of new voters get their citizenship, get their green cards? In fact, Rubio, Marcos Rubio of Florida, Marco Rubio, senator there, says, well, we won't even give them green cards. We will give them a permit, something new, a permit to be in America. Hey, permit, green card, it's all the same thing. He's trying to bamboozle you. This means millions of new voters. 25 to 35 million, according to Bear Stearns, millions new potential voters. I want you to think about that now. Obama won by 2 million votes over McCain, 2008. 2012, he won by 5 million over Romney. In 2016, he would win by 10 million or more. There's the 43 million getting the goodies of free medical care, Medicaid. There's the tens of millions more getting on food stamps, Section 8 housing, et cetera, et cetera. There's millions of students getting student loans. Hey, folks, these students are getting up to, I know this sounds incredible, $150,000 a year student loans. Rich students, students who have rich parents, they don't tell their parents, I've got a student loan. They get it directly from the government, not the banks. They go down and they get if they're going to Fordham University or Brown University or Princeton or Yale or Harvard or University of Southern California, they'll go down and get a student loan for $100,000 this year. Now their parents are giving them $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 and paying all their tuition. What are they going to do with that money? Party time. They're going to end up down in Mexico. They're going to end up in Aruba and some Caribbean island, Bahamas. They're going to spend their $30,000 or $40,000 their parents gave them, and they're going to blow it all on alcohol and sex. And they're going to spend all this money in student loans. They're going to get out of college owing $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. Millions of students getting student loans that they don't need because their parents are paying their way. Now, Obama has approved this. How did this happen? The student loan program is gigantic. But listen, how can he win these people over? They're staying in college. It used to take 4 years to get a bachelor's degree. Now it's taking 6 years. Did you know that, folks? It's taking an average of 6 years, and they don't even study as much. The programs are easier. What used to get you a C or a D gets you an A now in many classes. All Obama has to do is give a speech and say, we have a problem. We have millions of students, and they owe these student loans they can't pay back. We've got to pass a law forgiving them, giving them amnesty, forgiving their student loans. Oh, man, all these students are going to vote for him. There you go. There's several more students voting for Obama. They don't know any better. They don't know what a Democrat or Republican is. They don't know what socialism is or communism. All they know is they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debt, and it's going to be forgiven by their Savior and Messiah. Now let's add it up here. 43 million free health care, tens of millions more on welfare, growing all the time, 25 to 35 million new voters from immigration reform. And who opposes Obama? The red states. the hardworking people, the ones he doesn't give one hoot about. Now, folks, who's going to vote for him? The same that did last time. Over 96% of all the black people in America voted for him. 96%. Hispanics, 75%. If he gives immigration reform, he gives all these welfare programs, probably 90% of the Hispanics will vote for him this time. In California, they're giving out driver's license. They're even letting lawyers practice, Mexican lawyers practice in California. You can be an illegal alien and get a driver's license in California, many other states. Who else is voting for him? 90%, 96% of the blacks, 75 to 80% of the Hispanics, the liberals, the homosexuals, the feminists, the transgender, the abortionists, the Planned Parenthood people, the East and West Coast radicals. Who do you think they're going to vote for? The Hollywood set. The liberals. Who do you think they're going to vote for, folks? Of course they're going to vote for Obama, like they always have. Now, there's the unions. Well, they were exempted. Many of them have been exempted from Obamacare. They're very thankful for that. They're going to vote for him. Now, the Republicans, the whites, the conservatives, he doesn't need you. He'll laugh at you. He won't. He'll get all the government employees to vote for him. All the people on the government rolls will vote for him. Then when you add it up, the government workers, the liberals, the unionists, the homosexuals, the Hispanics, and the blacks, he's got more than 50% of the country. That's it. All he needs is the blacks, the Hispanics, the liberals, the feminists, the Jews. You say, well, he's making the Jews mad now. Who else are going to vote for? The Jews have always voted about 90%, 80 to 90% for the liberals. The Jews are the ACLU, ADL types. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate traditional America. They despise you and me. Where else are they going to go? He disregards people like you and me. Now, to make sure the Jews like him, he'll probably, late in his term, suddenly, there'll be a false flag. Suddenly, Iran will bomb someone. Suddenly, he'll announce, sir, we found nuclear bombs in Iran. We found chemical weapons in Syria. And he'll go in there and bomb them. And you know what? Many people will love him for it in America. He's like George W. Bush. He's hardcore military. They'll vote for him too. He doesn't need the red states. He doesn't need Republicans. He doesn't need white people. He doesn't need conservatives. He's got enough to win easily. A third term, a fourth term, a fifth term. And if he doesn't win, we'll easily have Hillary. They've got the votes, folks. They're the other America. They're the people you and I won't even talk to. We don't know anything about. You don't go to the gay bars. You don't go to any of these places. You don't go to black neighborhoods and see the drug lords and all that. You don't know any of that stuff. But they know Obama. He's their man. He's the president of a decayed, depraved, welfare, godless America. It's a different America than you and I know about. A different America. We've lost our country. Well, this has been Tex Mars. Been a great time with you today. My prayer is that you will tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.